anti-trade union laws used against Sheffield Trees action protesters Alistair Tice, Yorkshire Socialist Party. What happens when a Labour council signs a £2 billion private finance initiative, PFI, contract with a multinational corporation to manage its streets for the next 25 years? It ends up with local residents being arrested by South Yorkshire police for peacefully protesting to save mature roadside trees being felled by AMI PLC. This is what has been happening in Sheffield over the last few months. It's cheaper for AMI to cut trees down than it is to maintain them and the pavements. AMI has a clear profit motive if it blitzes the city's trees in the first 5 years of its 25-year contract. It can spend the next 20 years with much lower maintenance costs. Because of the furore caused by this, the council set up an independent trees panel to assess whether trees were dying, diseased, decaying or dangerous, but then ignored its advice and cut the trees down anyway. Dawn raid on trees. In November, the Labour Council colluded with AMI and South Yorkshire Police in a dawn raid to cut trees down on Rutlings Road. This resulted in two pensioners and a passerby being arrested on charges subsequently thrown out at court. After that public relations disaster, the council said that there wouldn't be any more 5 a.m. operations. But the tree felling has continued with over 4,000 axed so far, and another 14,000 planned. This has led to huge and well-organized opposition of local campaign groups coordinated by Sheffield Trees Action Group, STAG. Sheffield's Labour Council leaders have dismissed this as being a middle-class issue. While it's true that most protests have been in leafier areas, the future of the environment is not just a middle-class issue, as nature and pollution affect us all. In any case, many of the tree protesters are being politicized as they connect together austerity cuts and privatization with the role of the council, AMI and the police. Divisions in Labour. The issue has split the local Labour Party in Momentum. One Labour councillor was suspended from the Labour group for abstaining on a motion critical of the council's handling of Rutlings Road. Resolutions critical of the council leaders have been discussed at Labour ward meetings. And a Labour against PFI banner is now often seen on protests. Last week, 9 more protesters, including a Green Party councillor, were arrested under 1992 anti-trade union laws for preventing lawful work. Police appear in big numbers before every felling to facilitate AMI contractors. 2 residents were even arrested who were standing under a tree with the property owner's consent. South Yorkshire Police are acting as AMI's private security firm. This is what happens when Labour councils refuse to fight the Tory government cuts. They end up down the privatisation road, backing corporations against local residents, and sending police to use Thatcher's anti-union laws to arrest people. The first 2 protesters arrested under anti-union legislation back in November go to trial on the 9th of March in what will be a big test case given the increasing number of arrests. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 13th of February 2017, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.